When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, I would like to do an opener.
Yes, Jillian.
Nicole.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-oh.
In your professional career...
Oh, God. Okay.
You've definitely climbed the rungs of the corporate ladder to a certain extent. Or, look, you've grown, you've evolved, you've learned.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But you're hitting a bump in the road.
Is this roadblocks you keep
seeing?
Yes,
you see roadblocks.
I see where issues could arise.
No. 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 No.
Go on. I'm listening.
Okay. There is no no, Nicole.
I agree. There's no no.
No, no, you find no's. There is no flight that does that. Find it. Search, scour, hunt, create it. Call the airline and tell them they need to develop the route and give them your logic.
I really feel like I should be the one developing the route.
Well, I'm saying that you're too quick to say die. Right? Right? Right.
Absolutely.
Hmm?
Okay.
You know who else sees obstacles?
Janus.
And Lubal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Lubal's like, ooh, a wall. Phoenix is like, aha!
Climb
a pole vaulting obstacle.
Right,
yeah.
Or crash it.
Yeah, it's fascinating when people will be like, well...
I'm thrived by the first no. I love it when someone's like, that's not possible. I'm like, really? No problem.
You gotta, it's a really hard, but I think that like that is the difference. That is that piece. I will hone. I will make it happen.
Until there's no obstacle.
Until you
just
see,
a pole vaulting.
Until you see nothing but wide open road.
But if life is met with obstacles from the beginning, like Lou, for example, her first 2 years of life was a complete obstacle. It's in your DNA. It's in your, it's imprinted that
there's
obstacles.
You gotta undo it.
That's pretty tough. So.
No, there's always a way.
She doesn't need to carry that all her life.
Nine times out of ten, you'll find a way around it.
I agree, but I feel like there's also something to be said for preparing for the worst and hoping for the best. Because you have to find every single thing that can go wrong.
No, you're too quick to be like, we can't do it.
I never say can't do it. I say this will be difficult.
No. No.
I present you with options.
Nope. It's got to be, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you see, like, problem solving is a tremendous skill set that's
has to be developed
grossly,
I think.
People don't develop it. And it's like, you know, when you think about people's intuition, like, let's say you go to a third world country and you're like, wow, look how ingenious these people were. They had this problem. They didn't have a material solution. Mm-hmm. So ingenuity had them create this solution. And that's what you do. Like, when you are forced to use your mind,
right,
you figure it out.
Thinking like this.
You figure it out.
I want you, and I'm like, Nicole, get me charter options. I want you finding all the charter companies, getting lists of boats from them, coming to me and being like, these are the charter companies, these are the options, I've narrowed it down. But you're like, oh, I can't find any. You are like, Amex says no. You see no too quick. And I want to know why.
That was, what did Amex say? I said, Amex said no.
But you see no too quick.
That's what they said. You asked what they said.
But you go on and you do. I'm telling you, you see it too quick. I'm going to hammer the shit out of you and you will not be free until you no longer have the word no in your vocabulary.
I am going to be held captive by Jillian.
I'm just kidding.
Here's some.
Because you have the potential for greatness, but your inability to blast through. You something in you that's like, well, they said no. And I almost see your little body
this.
You'd be like, they said no.
Nicole, let's look at it
and
from a different...
It shuts you down.
Okay.
Let's look at it from a different point of view.
You, I've seen it.
So let's say Jill gives you a set of marching orders.
Okay.
Right? So you understand the parameters of the marching orders.
Yes.
All she's looking for are the best possible options for what she believes to be her reality.
But
whatever
everybody will tell her no because they don't want to do the work.
What I want you to do...
salaried employees.
What I want you to do is say, okay, this is what she'd like to do. How close can I get her to that pinpoint of what she wants to do? And you explore all options. When she's asking you questions, be like, I don't have all the information yet, so I want to reserve commenting. Let me continue to probe, find stuff out, and then go back to her. Be like, this is what you told me you wanted to do. This is what we can do. However, you could probably do this, which will be better off for you. That's what she's looking for.
And they're always going to tell you no, though, honey.
But I know you do that.
I said, I have those exact emails.
But that's my whole point. I know you do that, but it's just how you communicate it back to her.
No, I'm telling you. It's like, well, Amex said they can't blah, 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 blah. Or so-and-so said, no, we can't blah, 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 blah. And every time I'm like, that's unacceptable. And the thing is, like, they're going to tell you no. Because they don't want to do the work. They don't want to this. They don't want to that. They're lazy. They're a salaried employee. It's not their company. They don't care. You will just say they said no.
Can I pipe
do
in here?
You deny it?
No, I don't deny it. I tell you immediately that they said no. It doesn't say I'm done searching for options, but
I've
you
been
want
with you
answers.
A long time. I want to know. I've seen it in you. I have. There's something about that no that is like, it fits with your head. I've seen it.
It doesn't fit
yes,
with my head.
It does.
It's I'm giving you this answer before you go crazy, and then I have to start searching for more options before I get another to-do list.
Uh-uh. I've seen it.
No, it's a disheartenment that it didn't work out, and then it's like, shit, now I have to find something else. It's like, I don't have time to find that something else. Why couldn't it just work? This is all internal. You only see the shit.
No, I'm telling you.
She's finding a way to cope with the situation.
But she has the, okay. I know this because I see it in my two kids. I'm telling you, I see it clearly. You have it too.
But what Nicole's doing is
because
let's face it, when you want something, she's buying some time.
No,
to find
I'm telling you, I know because she gets to the She gets to the 1 yard line. Is that the closest to the goal?
Oh my God.
And then they shut her down.
And to the end zone.
Nicole is an example, by the way, for everybody listening. Nicole is simply like, for whoever is listening that sees themselves in that pattern, I'm telling you it's a problem. And I want to know why people are afraid to push. And I think it's like they're afraid to be disliked. They're afraid to ruffle feathers. They're afraid to get in trouble. They're afraid to hurt feelings. Because Lou is like, oh, well, there's a... Like, if you put a baby gate up for Lou, she would not even try to climb it when she was little. Phoenix built a ramp.
But what's wrong with that? She's respecting the boundary you've set. Well, now you're saying that's a bad thing because you've set a boundary?
I'm saying that to a certain extent, the world is full of no's. And as we get older, we understand the nuances of what no's are, you know, we should respect and what no's we shouldn't. Like, are we hurting somebody if we don't respect that boundary? Are we breaking the law if we don't respect that? Not the rules, but the law. You will not succeed if you cannot find that needle in the haystack. Find the way to make it work. Find the way around the problem. And I see so many people struggle with no. My mom struggles with no. Heidi struggles with no.
So crazy, because for me, no motivates me.
No, to me, I'm like,
she says, like, she doesn't
answer.
Understand my persistence. Like, I can...
He'll go forever.
Forever.
He will go forever.
I don't know what it is, but since little, I've always been that way.
And to me...
But you won't break a boundary, though.
No.
Respect,
not a law.
Because you were raised
That's
to respect
different,
a boundary.
Buddy. Not rape. No means no.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean...
No,
I'm
not at all.
That far. I'm just saying, the baby gate.
I just believe that there is...
Yes.
More than one way of actualizing your idea. And I think that...
I'm going to give her a series of tasks. I'm not kidding.
See, that's,
I'm
see,
going to
this
train
is,
her.
This is where it comes into it, is that I get a list of tasks plus what I have to do, right?
Yes.
So I have the one that, for lack of a better word, you're screaming about at the time. and I'm trying right now, and I do I'm
that's
asking
true.
Amex. All right, ask Amex. What did Amex say? They said no. I have to move on to these next three things for the other things that I need to do before I can get back into searching for a new option. It's not that I'm taking no and going. It's knowing that I have to get back to it, but I have other things that
I
can be doing.
I'm telling you.
Nick, you know what the problem is? You just need to tell Jill, I'm going to get to it. I've got other things that are priority.
That's not it.
I do have to say, though,
she gets
when I do say,
she respects you.
I will get it. I just need a moment. She lets
of
me
course,
get there.
Of course, of
yeah,
course. But you get fumbled by her persistence, and you know that.
Yes.
And that's where I'm telling you. So what you're saying no to?
No, I'm telling you, I've seen her take the no.
I know what you're talking about. Believe me, I've been on that side, too.
I've seen her take the no.
But then there are some no's that I'm like, why is this a bad thing? For instance, I was with G one time and they said that they wouldn't print something off for me, but I could go downstairs and do it. And I'm like, absolutely. I have no problem walking downstairs to do it. And G said, no, you can do it. And I'm like, well, I know it's not her job and this is technically my job. So I have no problem taking the no to do it.
Right.
But he had the issue with it.
Correct.
So I just took
That's
it.
That's not what I done. Mean. No, I'm going to give you tasks.
Okay.
Seriously, like I remember when I was an assistant at ICM and there were crazy things. Find a first edition signed copy of Lord of the Rings for Peter Jackson tomorrow when the movie launches. And there was no Google. It was like phone call, phone call, phone call, phone call. And it can't be no. Who do you know? Who can you call? Who do you know? Who can you call? Who can I call for this? Who specializes in sci-fi? And I am going to hammer her until she does not see no, or she'll quit, which would be a shame, but because no one else will take the job. But I'm telling you, you have to trust me. There cannot be. If you are going to go, look, if you want to just like follow the rules and cash your paycheck, of course you can say no. That's what the whole world does. They're like, I don't care. I cash my paycheck, whatever. Right? I mean, I'm trying to think like the other... Okay, so the guys that showed up to the house, who, they were like, look, man, you know what? Because Cody was like, you know what? Forget it. Bring me the washing machine. Okay? We bought the washing machine. We paid for delivery. Bring me the washing machine. Take the, whatchamacallit, take the stack fee off there. And he was like, I'm going down the street. I'm going to get these guys. We're going to do it ourselves. The guys from Fry's got there And they're like, oh, you know what, dude? That's okay. We'll stack it with you. No problem. We just need to hook. And then I tip them $40 each. And I thought to myself, how many deliveries do these guys have a day? Yeah. Like, the no, we don't want to do it. We're too lazy to carry. Not that you're, I'm not talking about that, Nicole. You're not lazy at all. But I'm saying, like, oh, we don't want, you know, no. These guys said yes. And I was like, fantastic. Here's a tip. How many deliveries do you think they do? How much money do you think that would mean? We were, my brother and I were at a lumber yard the other day. We were asking for a couple of 2x4s. The guy had marked the 2x4 and walked away. Okay? Walked away. We paid for it. I had to go pick up the kids. We're standing in the back waiting. And finally, I was like, you know what? My brother's like, I know how to use this saw. It was on the saw. He's like, I know how to use it. He's like, you just pull the trigger and hold it down. And I was like, do it. I was like, what's going to happen? They're going to call the cops? I'm like, it's, you know, who are we going to hurt except ourselves? I know we won't sue them. And this will make them move their asses and come on over, right? So he does it. He pulls the trigger. The guy comes over. He's like, you can't do that. And, you know, of course, we were like, oh, sorry. He took our boards and walked away. However, you know, the kid that is like, on it, Johnny on the spot, no problem. What do you need? This is a better option. Here, take this scrap wood. I'm going to save you a buck. That's the kid that's going to start his own hardware company and turn into Anawalt Lumber. Like, don't tell me no. Don't tell me what you can't do. Find the solution. And I just, my son, I will, he's the, I'm like, no. And he will, ba-da-ba-bap. I'm like, no, ba-bap, no, ba-ba-bap, no. And then he'll push you and push you and push you. And I look, half the time I want to kill him. But at the end of the day, he's either going to be in jail or a CEO. With Lou, I constantly try to get her to push. Not so much the law. I'm not asking you to break the law, but the rules. Don't take no for an answer because it's easy to say no.
But that's a mixed message. Don't
no,
you
it's
think
not.
That's a mixed message?
No, there are very simple ground rules. Are you hurting somebody by breaking this rule, not law? Are you hurting someone by pushing for a different answer, by pushing for a different solution, by pushing people to do more, by pushing them to do their job, whether it's with honey or with vinegar, doesn't matter, whether it's with rewards or potential threats of like, if you don't do the right thing by me, I'll call the Better Business Bureau, but you're going to do the right thing. No. But you're a person who takes no. Way too easily. And you know it.
Wait, hold on here. What happened to Nicole?
Well,
wait a minute.
What I'm trying to get to the bottom of is why do you think you will take that answer?
Because of my history. Because of my upbringing. Because that's how I was raised. And I'm not blaming. I'm not blaming my parents. I'm not blaming my grandparents. I'm not blaming anybody. I have the right to change the way I think. But when you are raised a certain way, you don't forget. I'm the end of the boomers too. I'm a completely different generation than you.
But I mean, I know exactly what you're saying because, like, yes, I get the no's, and I don't want to cross those boundaries. It doesn't mean, hold on. It doesn't mean I'm done trying to find a solution. It just means how I was raised is no means no. But I was also that kid that punished myself if I got like a bad grade. So, like, I'd be like, no, I can't read my books. But, like, no, I get that. I was like, I get that. I mean, you're saying, no, this is a rule. This is, you've implemented it for a reason. And if I can see the reason, absolutely, I will find a new route.
No. Like, I'm telling you. Nick, I'm telling you. I'm going to give you a series of tasks. My favorite one is the story at ICM where they had to get. Hang on. Johnny Carson was on a yacht in the Mediterranean. Obviously internet, right? And they needed ice on his boat.
Yeah, you keep telling me about this one.
Yeah, because this is what I'm going to hammer it into you. And they were like, find a way to get ice on that boat.
It's like, I got a cousin who lives in so-and-so who can get the ice, and he's got a friend that's got a boat that could run out there. That's the kind of stuff you got to do.
Yeah. They choppered it in.
But you see, that's Hollywood.
No,
that's not.
You're not right.
I don't know.
You're not.
Jill,
right.
You grew up in this city. This city is different than any other city, any other town in the entire world.
No.
There's a difference because I could find that stuff no problem in Missoula because I've accumulated those friends. Like, and I've got someone who works in woodworking. I've got an electrical guy. I got someone with everyone with a truck, let's face it. And it's like, that's no problem. Here, you don't necessarily have that.
You see things. Okay. I'll be like, okay, mama, we need a ticket, coach, blah, blah, blah. And Nicole's like, it's $3,000. I'm like, Nicole, there's no way it's $3,000 for that ticket. Well, it says it's $3,000. But then I'll push her. And then she's like, oh, okay, you know what? I cached the browser, blah, blah, blah. I found it for this. But you immediately...
No, those are the instant gratification answers that you want.
No, I don't. I want the right answer.
No, you want the right answer, but you want an answer quickly. And this a quick... Is,
that's true, Jill.
No.
And Jill, you have no, to own that one.
No, because it's not like, no, mama, I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you.
I understand what you're saying.
You have to hear me.
But you have to say that you have to understand that that's not a final answer. That is what answer I'm getting right now because you want it yesterday.
But sweetheart, it just doesn't make sense.
What about the water, the ice on Johnny's boat?
I'm telling you. What I'm trying to say is that in life, if you're a person that's very quick to be like, well, it's $3,000, that's what it is. Or, like, there's a different solution. I am telling you, as a person that has worked with you for 2 years, you're incredibly smart, you're incredibly personable, you're incredibly hardworking. But I know what's going to keep you from being a billionaire, and this is it. I'm just telling you, I am telling you what I see. You lack absolutely
I think you can sum it up
else,
in one word, is settling. Right. That's where you see.
You don't want to hear it, but I'm telling you it's the truth.
Yeah, you guys are saying
for whatever reason,
Jill, there's two parts to this conversation.
It's hard for you to push that. I don't know if it's the confrontation of you calling bullshit on that person or having to say, I don't know. Go ahead, G.
Part of what you're looking for, you've gotten accustomed to certain aspects of your life where there are people who, me, for example, I do not stop.
Yeah. Right?
You're used to that. And you're like, okay, got it. Where I think you are, you're struggling is not everyone has the mental capacity.
She does, though.
Yes and no,
it's
though.
It's psychological for her.
Because it's about compartmentalizing.
Just like Manus and just like Heidi and just like Lou.
Right. But you and I are people, for example, we might be overwhelmed with a lot of things, but the level of detail and attention that you remember and you require is way up here. In Nicole, and I'm not defending her because I...
No, it's nothing she's doing wrong.
No, she's
I'm
not doing anything wrong. You're
her.
Trying to break her through to that next
yes,
level.
That's
I totally get it.
The she only, doesn't want to hear it.
But part of that success for her is to know how to communicate with you and say to you, I understand what you are asking me. The time has not allowed me to find all options, all opportunities. What I can present to you right now, I don't think is right. I'm still looking. And I think that's where this struggle is happening because I've worked with Nicole on certain things.
She's the queen of execution.
She's extremely thoughtful and sees it
you
through.
You give her something and she, exactly.
Like, look, perfect example.
Execution
today.
To the max.
Today.
However, I don't want her to accept no so easily.
Today. We had a conversation. I was pressed for time. I said, I'd like this. That wasn't available. She didn't call me. She just came back to me and she said, I got these three options. What would you like? And one of the three was perfect.
Well, but honestly, I picked three options that I wanted and I figured he'd like one of them and I'd pick
them. But you see, like that to me was like she wasn't harping on the fact that what I wanted wasn't available. She just said what you wanted wasn't available. There are these three options. If one of these three options is not good, then I can go get you something else. But what do you want? To me, that's someone that thought through the process and said, okay.
No, she's excellent at that. I'm telling you, it's the word no.
Correct, and that's because
that's
she doesn't want to disappoint you.
Bullshit.
Nicole, be honest.
That is a huge thing.
Be honest, Nicole.
The word no in general is a very disappointing word. And that's why it's like, you have to stop. And you're like, I need a new option now. And then you're like,
it's the pressure.
It is.
And you can't deal with the pressure.
Because it's like, you have in your mind what you want. And it's like, I can't get you what you want. I'm going to get you close. I need a minute, but I can't get
all
you
right,
what you want.
All right, I'm going to give you tasks.
Okay.
That are literally exercises, if you will. I'm not kidding. I do it to the kids all the time. All the time. I'm like they'll want something. I'm like, figure it out. Go do it. No. And I'll put things in their way on purpose. So they will
I've
figure...
actually watched that.
Yeah,
it's kind
all
of
the time. I do it all the time.
What do you mean?
Oh my God, I'll do it physically. I'll do it for something that they want. I'll do it like, I'll be like, no. You know, I will literally box, physically, I have boxed Phoenix into a corner and been like, get out of the, because like he'll want to wrestle. And I'm like, I'm not letting you out of this corner. You get out of the corner. You get it back. You go get, or if they want like, oh, mama, can we get a treat? I'm like, find the waitress, pay the bill. I like literally will make them like, no, not until this, this, and this is done. And I'm not going to, you do it. Or like, I'll literally tell them, I'll give them a physical obstacle course. Like Ninja Warrior, I'm like, get from here to here and don't touch the ground. And they're like, well, how can I? I'm like, I don't know. Figure it out. And they'll like start swinging from swing to swing. I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. You figure it out. And if you get from there to there, I'll give you a quarter or whatever. You know, who knows? A wish in the fountain, whatever it might be. Like I hammer them so hard now because I just see it inhibit the levels that people can reach because they are afraid to challenge that no. And it's easy to say no, and most people do.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. I just think, Nicole, you have the power to make the change.
All right, here's your first task.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready? Here we go. Okay, so you, all right, so you and Lou are going, okay, so I want you to get yourself from London. All right, here we go. Here we go. From London to Naples by the evening on the 29th.
Okay.
Okay. And those bags.
They should already be in Naples at that point if we're not
FedEx,
traveling with them.
FedEx them to me in. FedEx the bags to me, but not for $1 million. There's got to be a way.
You don't want to do international FedEx. You want to use either DHL.
No!
Oh. Sorry. You're right. My bad. My bad.
I'm training it.
I'm pretty sure luggage is cheaper than DHL.
Oh!
Yeah.
My bad. You're right, Jill.
Stay out of it.
My bad.
I don't want you traveling with bags, right? Because that's going to be too much. So two flights to meet me in Naples on the 29th by evening time, by 7 o'clock, 7:30. Okay? 7:30. Get the bags to me at the house in Ibiza. That's task number one.
Okay.
I think that Nicole will knock it out of the park, I just want to say. But I will say that you need to...
It's psychological, though, I'm telling you.
Open up that trap of yours when you're feeling fumbled and uncomfortable because Miss Michaels is putting pressure on you. That's artificial because artificial stress actually...
Artificial stress, G's favorite word.
It's true, though. It's true.
I do that.
Just be like, Jill, give me a second.
Right? It's like, it's fine.
That's
Got it.
All right, you get you and Berg to Ibiza that night.
Okay.
I don't care who helps you. Not Ibiza, Naples.
Right.
Get those bags to me.
Okay.
At that house, so you don't have to travel with them. That's task number one.
Okay.
You, Manus.
I just want to know how the f*** Johnny got his ice.
Easiest choice you can make, soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for
decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So, I want to bring this up. We talked about this before, but... is Cody still not smoking? Should we find out?
I haven't seen him smoke for a while.
I think Cody officially quit smoking.
That's awesome.
I think
so
he did.
Hard for him. For anybody.
He smoked since he was like 12. I'm not kidding. My brother quit smoking pot. He smoked for 6 years. For real, quit smoking. Stop smoking. And one of the things that I want to talk about is how we got him training. I've been training with my brother, working out with him. And it's helped them. And there were a lot of reasons I would notice that on Biggest Loser, like if they would give up smoking or this or that, they'd do it at the same time. And exercise helps people quit smoking, drinking, and what have you. And there are a lot of reasons why, but I thought we should bring them up, Manus.
You know what? Absolutely. The only thing I wonder about this is anybody who's quitting, like drinking or smoking or dope, sometimes you switch addictions.
I'd much rather them be addicted to exercise, though. And it does.
No,
it's because it stimulates the feel-good chemicals
that
in the brain.
Thing, yeah.
Right? The dopamine, for sure. But, I mean, so what? Good.
No.
I mean, in this instance, look, we're not talking about exercise anorexia. I'm saying start working out.
Yeah. No.
You know, I'd much rather them be addicted to exercise than alcohol, cigarettes, God knows what else.
Yep.
And another reason is that it dulls withdrawal symptoms. Did you know that? It lessens the...
Exercise dulls withdrawal symptoms?
Yeah. Yeah, working out dulls withdrawal symptoms. Isn't that crazy? And I found an article on it in Men's Fitness. Others struggle to quit bad habits because they experience emotional distress when the habit is removed, which we call withdrawal symptoms. Moderate intensity exercise lessens the desire to smoke and dulls withdrawal backlash, research has shown us. It can curb irritability, stress, depression, and restlessness, which obviously, if you think about what's it doing for your biochemistry, same reason. So it's stimulating the reward centers and subsequently dulling the withdrawal symptoms. Plus, on a psychological level, it's a contradictory behavior,
yes,
right?
Okay,
so most people who work out then feel like, ooh, I feel good. I'm going to go do a wheatgrass shot. Not, ooh, I just worked out. Let me light up a smoke.
Yep.
It's a counterintuitive behavior. And it gives you a sense of purpose. It starts to make you feel, right? If you go and you work out, you're making a statement that you value yourself. You value your physique and your health. Why are you nodding? What are you doing?
I'm just writing that down. Counterintuitive behavior.
Are you really?
Yes,
no, I just did.
Why would you need to write that down?
Why did you write that down?
Because that's what I will
call the segment.
I try and figure out things to call the segments as we're talking about them.
Did you know that a workout regimen can make you more passionate?
Yes, because doesn't that go hand in hand when you love your body, you love your body. When you love, you know. I think.
All right. Okay.
Makes sense to me.
Well, to go back to the kind of thing is basically like if you're trying to kick a bad habit, start exercising.
Typically, that's what people do, right? They trade one thing for another.
I'd say this is a good way to trade and get a support system in there, right? It helps to cope with cravings. It helps to cope with withdrawal. It helps to ping your dopamine and your reward center of your brain. So that's it. That's all I was going to say. But I've noticed it helps. I'm telling you.
You know what? I mean, we should do...
I've noticed it.
We should do a
segment. I never thought my brother would quit smoking weed.
However, your brother's vaping.
And no, he quit. So listen to this. So I didn't...
And I don't mean that as a bad thing. I'm just
saying. No, it's a horrible thing. Horrible. So he had this like vape thing attached to his hand that he was like, it tastes like waffle cone or whatever. And he's like,
it's all these stupid flavors.
He's like, I just need to see the smoke. I need to exhale the smoke, right? And I was like, I am not about to jump on him about this because he quit smoking weed. I mean, that's huge. And I just wanted to be like, yay, this is awesome. Yay, this is awesome. So he slowly opened the door because he was getting sick a lot. And I was like, Greg, it's not normal to get sick this much. And I was like, sweetheart, something's got to be going on with your immune system. And then he was like, I'm breaking into this rash. I'm breaking out on my chest. I'm breaking out on my chest. And he's like, are your hands peeling? Are your hands like... And his hands were literally like the skin on his hands. This is so creepy. It was like melting off of his hands. I'm not kidding. And I was like, sweetie. And I was like, all right. So I Googled, like, and you can't even really find out what's in that stuff. I know it's propylene glycol, which is like a key component of antifreeze. But it's really bad for you. And it's like it create rashes and this and that. And so I was like, Greg, I'm telling you, like, I'm really happy that you're not smoking weed. But this is bad for you in a whole different set of ways. And he just quit the vape thing. Quit it. He just quit it. And his hands cleared right up. Rash went away.
So he had some kind of reaction. I'm telling there's going to be federal regulations.
My God. What is it? It's creepy as hell.
When you look at pros and cons of vaping, there's definitely pros and cons, but the cons are pretty intense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were we going to say, Jake?
There's just this YouTube channel of this guy, this older dude, complete, like, looks like an ex-drug addict. He just vapes all sorts of weird things. Like, he'll vape anything.
Oof.
He's vaped, like, you know, A1 sauce or
no.
like ghost pepper. He's vaped ghost pepper.
Shut up.
He's vaped his own toenail. Like, he's, you know, he does
How
weird.
How do you do that?
He liquefies stuff and just puts it in his vape and takes a huge rip of, like, but the ghost pepper one, he almost died.
Can I tell you? I accidentally, did I ever tell you about the time I inhaled the pizza, the hot pepper off the pizza and almost died? He couldn't breathe, right? His lungs seized.
He was like drooling and, yeah, freaking out.
Yeah,
I remember when you did that.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yes.
I had that crazy chili pepper from Vietnam, and I put it on a piece of pizza. And Heidi made me laugh, and I inhaled it, and my lungs seized. I could not take a breath. I was panicked.
It went down your windpipe, didn't it? Or it just
I inhaled it.
Yeah.
And my lungs just went whoosh, my whole. I was like. And I was Heidi and Lou were just looking at me, and Lou was like, "That's it." She went to go get coconut milk because she thought it was too spicy. Heidi's like, "Do I need to call 911?" And in my mind, I'm like, "Oh my god, they're gonna call 911, and the headline's gonna be that I choked on pizza." I was trying to write down, "Make sure you say hot pepper." I was, "Oh my god!" It took a minute. I was like, "You gotta calm down, Jill."
Yeah.
Calm down. Slow your heart rate down. Calm down. And it was crazy.
He also snorts two lines of the ghost pepper and puts it in his eyes, too.
Why?
Okay, you know what?
The internet?
That guy should not be on YouTube.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Have you ever been on a plane?
Yes.
And someone comes by, you're all nice and comfortable in your seat, and someone comes by with a little baggie.
A baggie.
A little baggie with a sucker in it and another candy and a little note.
Never.
That says,
not ever.
Hey, I'm bringing my child on the plane. I just want to give this to you.
Okay.
In case
I've
the
heard
child
about it on
acts
like social media, but I've never seen.
Yeah, I've had it handed to me, and it's like it's a common thing they say. And I got it, I was out flying on Alaska just a couple of days ago, and they say planning for family travel. It says go bearing gifts. I say no gifts. I'm not going to take a manky sucker from someone I don't know. Anyways, it says if your child is going to be challenging, bring the flight crew goodies.
Okay.
Such as chocolate and maybe some reading material. Add a little thank you note for being extra attention you might be needing. But they're also saying they pass it out to the people around them.
I've heard that they also put in like earplugs.
Earplugs. That was it, Nicole. Mm-hmm. That was it. Yeah, and a little set of earplugs. Because they're saying if you know your kid's going to be challenging, which I get in theory, you know, I get what they're trying to do. Like, I'm going to make friends with everybody around me because I know my child is probably going to have a hard time on this flight. But do we need to be, I kind of get it, but it's like, do we really need that?
You know, yesterday. Well, here's the thing. So I've had several experiences with this. And like everything, I think it's not black and white, right?
Because you travel with your kids.
Well, but I'm also, look, if you have a baby, there is no controlling a baby.
Right.
Yeah, there just is no, like, I mean it. No, no Kaja Goo Goo unless you stop screaming. Like, there is no, you know, they're going to scream. There's nothing you can do about that. And if you're on a plane, there's nothing you can do about that. Sometimes you've got to travel using modern ways of transportation with a young, young child. Now, another time I was on a flight, I can't remember where it was, recent. I was coming back from somewhere. Where were we?
Miami? Cuba?
Cuba! The Miami flight. And there was like a 5-year-old or 4-year-old watching an iPad screaming at the top of his lungs with his nanny next to him.
Okay.
And the mother would like come back, and that infuriated me. I was like, mother of God, tell him if he doesn't stop, you're going to take the iPad. Because that's a child that can be reasoned with and should be reasoned
with. At five, you think?
Well, even if he was three, four, or five, because he was somewhere in there. And, you know, it's tough to tell because sometimes they're bigger, sometimes they're smaller. But yet he was, I thought, maybe maximum 5, minimum 3, likely 4. Screaming and being obnoxious, screaming at the top of his lungs, watching an iPad. And they're like, stop it. Stop. No, stop it. And I honest to God wanted to be like, you idiot. Just say, if you cannot stop screaming, the iPad is gone. And it's like, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Do something. Parent the child. People are so afraid to parent their children nowadays. Or the nanny's afraid to take a breath and the mommy doesn't want her special little angel being told no. It's bizarre. That's unacceptable. And then yesterday, we're at a restaurant and there's a baby sitting behind us and she is screaming at the top of her lungs. And my friend Ashley is like, oh my God, that's like ear piercing. And Ashley's great with kids. And it's like, go outside. Go outside. Pick up child. Walk outdoors. So look, I get it when you don't have choices, but there's middle ground. Hey, but I mean it. If you can't pull it together, we're not going to go out to eat anymore. Okay, that's it. We're going home. Do you know how many times I did that with Phoenix? We would turn the car. I was like, that's it. We're turning the car around.
Okay.
Like be in the restaurant and leave. I'd ask for the check, get the food to go. And I was like, okay, that's it. We're done. We're out. You do that a few times and they're like, oh, this bitch means it. And they start
but when
behaving.
When you're on a plane, though, it's
no,
a
that
different
is different.
Thing.
No, I'm saying that's different. Because you're trapped on a plane and with a young, young child. But if you have a child, it's like, hey, stop. Or no blank. It's not that hard.
Well, I thought some of these tips that the Alaska Airlines crew gave is very good.
Okay.
On the plane.
Go.
Reserve the seats early. Practice makes perfect. They rehearsed the trip with their kids.
Oh, how old are these kids?
Oh, they're kids. They're little kids. You travel all the time with your
kids. Yeah, and I've taught them, hey, behave yourself, or no treat when we get there, or no iPad on the plane, or no, you know, going to see Captain Underpants on Saturday. You give them, it's very easy behavioral, hey, you know, if we can get through the plane and, you know, we can get through it and no screaming when they're over a certain age, right? Not two. But once they start to hit three, you got to start pushing it. And once they hit four, they should, in my opinion, be functioning. And it's like, hey, if we get through this whole plane ride, no drama,
so
no craziness, you're going to get to do this. However, if we can't do that, then, you know, you're not going to get the iPad. And
But is it always this or that?
Yes. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
So there's no,
This is coming straight from the behavioral specialist we worked with for the kids. And
always
worked.
This or that.
But you're conditioning behavior, Mama.
You know something, Janice? Every time I go out to eat to dinner with my parents will look around. My dad's 73, my mom's 71. He's like, I want you to know that when you were a small child and your sister, you'd sit throughout dinner the entire time. You'd use a fork and a knife. There was no iPad. There was no coloring book. There was no nothing.
Yeah.
And you sat there, and it didn't matter if you fell asleep. You fell asleep on your chair or the booth that we're sitting in.
Yeah.
But this stuff that parents let kids run around the restaurant, all that, he goes, when you used to want to do that, we gave you a warning. The second time, we cracked you, and you never did it again.
I didn't crack them, but we'll get in the car and go home.
Well, you know what I mean. Crack them in the sense of, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to give you bow-bow, and, you're like, that's it. But he goes, we used to love to take you guys everywhere because you were well-behaved, and you weren't disturbing everyone.
My parents did the exact same thing. Yeah. We weren't allowed to color. We had to either hold a conversation without complaining or be quiet.
I make them hold a conversation.
No.
I literally am, but sometimes I'll give them, Phoenix can go so long. Some dinners run long. So I'm like, listen, bud, you know, if you can do this or you can do that, you can play three games of tic-tac-toe on my phone with the computer, you know, but you have to get through this. And then no phone with the food. He's still, you know, very, very, very hyperactive. Lou is done. Lou may as well be an 80-year-old at this point. But the behavioralist is like, no, you are conditioning behavior. There are consequences for choices. So it's like, hey, if we can get through this, you've earned that.
I guess.
But if you can't, we're not going to be able to do this. And I tell him that all the time. Last night he wasn't going to bed. And I was like, and it was late. And I was like, dude, I let you stay up and I let you watch Avatar because I wanted to see Avatar. And I was like, and we also read a little bit of Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And we went out to dinner because it's summer. I'm letting him, you know, and I was like, but I cannot let you stay up and do all this fun stuff if when it's bedtime, you do not go to bed. Boom, in bed.
Okay,
but
I'm
you
not
follow
trying,
through.
I'm not trying to steer always back to the plane, but let's say Phoenix and Lou are on a plane from L.A. to Paris. It's a 9-hour flight.
Yeah.
You're in hour six, and they're
Robitussin.
Take a red eye and let them sleep.
Whiskey.
Seriously.
A red
eye. Benadryl.
A red eye and let them sleep.
What's a red eye?
Overnight flight.
Overnight.
But still. Okay. I you know what? I guess I would think it would be really, really hard for a kid to sit on a plane for 9 hours.
But,
I don't
but
know
then
how
you
people
take,
do it.
Then you take a red eye.
Okay.
And you play games with them. You make sure they nap part of it. They watch a couple movies. If they're little, yeah. Yes, if they're little, it is not the easiest thing. You take a red eye. Period. So they sleep.
Well, I should have put that on this list.
That'd be a nightmare if they were screaming throughout that trip, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I took all kinds of flights with Lou and Phoenix when they were little.
I know you've been. That's what I mean. That's why I'm asking you, because you've been traveling with the kids for.
I mean, look,
forever.
Phoenix is a lot. He is a handful, without a doubt, and that's why you know Heidi and I were fighting about how to handle it, and this woman was like, you know, just be consistent, right? So it's, bud, if you get through this, you can have this. If you cannot, you're gonna lose that, and then you follow through immediately.
Yeah.
Boundaries.
Immediately. I mean, it's not like he doesn't even get a warning. It's like the other day he was fighting with his sister and he like got irritated and tried to like stomp on her arm. And I was like, that's it. Treat's gone. It was 4th of July. I was like, you're done. And we had like special s'mores and the whole thing. And the rest of the day he pulled it together. I was like, okay, dude. And then I was like, but if you can behave the rest of the day, I was like, you know, we can have the s'mores tomorrow night. I'm just saying.
All right. Well,
I don't know why people are afraid to parent their kids. What's happened?
I don't
get it. What is that?
I don't know.
Schnooshball?
No, I'm not a mummy. I don't know.
Schmanoos. Schmanooser. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Yes.
3 sentences.
Or less.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.